The time of praying seems long, but the answer comes through instantly. Psalms, chapter 118, verses 5-10. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Psalms, chapter 118, verses 5-10. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and He answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. A word that appears most frequently in the Bible is a word prayer. A word prayer appears in 355 verses. This means prayer is this important. The Lord did not tell us about how to preach the sermon on how important the prayer is, but the Lord told us about how to pray through the Lord's Prayer. And in the Bible, the characteristics of the people who had victory in their lives were that they were all prayer warriors. They were the people of prayer. Jacob, Moses, David and Hannah were like that, and also Elijah was like that as well. The people of prayer had victory. What is prayer? It is letting God know about my will, and also it is knowing the will of God that speaks to us. In other words, having a spiritual relationship, having spiritual communication with God is prayer. The passage that we are going to focus on today in the Bible is about the confession of David. This is a confession of David after he experienced the power of prayer. His prayer was answered. David had to flee from Saul, who was extremely eager to kill David. To get away from the knife and javelin of Saul, David fled away. He went through the valleys of death, and it was indeed a very dangerous journey. When he was trying to escape from Saul, the only way that he was able to be with God was only through prayers. That was his only way out. He suffered for a long time, but the miracle came through instantly. There is a saying that rather than worry for 10 years, pray for 10 minutes, for it is way better. It may take a long time to wait for the answer. It seems that it takes a long time for the prayer to be answered, but the answer comes through instantly. The sermon of this morning is all about the power of prayer and how God answers us when we fervently pray to Him. He answers us. This is a real story based on personal experience. This passage is about the confession of someone who prayed for a long time but got the answer for the prayer instantly. I might share a story with you. This is a real story which actually happened in a church in Uganda, Africa. At that time, a notorious dictator was ruling the country as a president of Uganda. There was a spiritual leader who was a pastor of a big church with a congregation of more than 7,000. Quite often, this pastor shared sermons which criticized the government of Uganda, and quite often he focused on comforting the people who were oppressed by the dictator of that country in his sermons. This was reported to the government, and 5 secret policemen came to the church. After the service, they came into the church office with a gun. They told the pastor, "We have come here, as we have been commanded to stop you from doing an illegal political offense." As if the pastor was ready to accept his death already, he answered them in a gentle way. "I'm not afraid to die, at all. There is no fear of death, at all, not even little. If you allow me to have 2 minutes, then I will pray to God, and will end my life and my ministry." They gave him a permission to do that. He knelt down on his knees. He looked up towards to the sky and prayed to God in a loud voice. "God, please forgive the ruler of Uganda. And also, forgive these 5 men, who have to accept the command from the ruler, even though they do not want to do that. Please forgive these 5 unlucky men. And please give freedom to the people of Uganda. Please make this land, my beloved fatherland, to be a land of love and a land of righteousness. Please make sure that this kind of tragedy will not happen here again, with my death. Please, Lord, please make sure that this will not be repeated. Amen." When the pastor was praying, the pastor cried out to the Lord. The secret policemen also cried. At the end, the captain of the policemen, who was deeply touched, told the pastor, "I have made a very big mistake. You are a true patriot. You really love this country. I will just pretend that I have not seen this, and I will pretend that I have not heard what I have heard." And the police just went out from the church office quietly. All of you here might face times when you encounter all sorts of problems in your life. When you do that, before looking for people and looking for the ways to solve these and before doing anything else, put prayer as your absolute priority. Praying is the way to go. There is a way in prayer, and there is protection in prayer as well as miracles in prayer. The night before he was going to carry the cross on his back, he took his disciples to Gethsemane with him. He told them that he was upset, weary, and soon he will be dead, so he encouraged them to go and pray to the Father together. The Lord as well taught us that prayer is the answer to everything. Today's sermon is about David and his prayer to God. David fervently prayed to God, and God answered David's prayer. Like this, I hope you will ask God fervently when you encounter the problems of life. In times of difficulty, David pleaded to God. Let us pay attention to verse 5. Verse 5 says, "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free." There is absolutely no one that would want suffering. But just like the waves that form on the surfaces of the sea, the suffering keeps coming into our lives. If there is a place on earth that does not have suffering, then there would be one place only. That is graveyard. A dead person does not have suffering. If there is suffering in life, this means that we are still alive. We need to be thankful for the suffering. In fact, if we cannot get away from suffering, then deal with it. I heard that herring die when they are being transported to the inland Europe from the North Pacific Ocean once they have been caught. Even though the people take care of the packaging and everything they can do preserve their freshness, once they arrive on shore, they are all dead. But I heard that once they are put in the aquarium on the freight truck with the shark inside it, then they are all alive and fresh. Of course, some herring get eaten by a shark, but because they try to get away from the attack of a shark with all their strength, other thousands of herring remain alive and fresh. In your lives as well, people like this shark come in for sure. If one person goes out, then a new shark comes in. But you need to know that presence of this shark makes you stronger and more mature. The time that America began to lose its power is since the breakdown of former Soviet Union. As America did not have competitors and rivals to compete against, it began to lose its power. When you face suffering, like David, deal with it. Break through like what David had done. When David had times of suffering, he dealt with it. He had a breakthrough. When he was fleeing away from Saul's knife and javelin, it was such a painful experience for David. He described his experience as the dark valleys of death. But when sufferings like these come to us, do not remain hopeless and do not be depressed. David came forward to God and pleaded God for help. In Psalms, chapter 18, verse 1, David confessed, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." He confessed that the source of his strength comes from the Lord. Individuals, churches, and nations all need to have power. But there are different standards of power in different times. The power of the primitive times was authority. The bigger group had more power. And the power of the agricultural age was experience. The power of the industrial age was skill. The skills controlled everything. The power of the capitalistic age is business management. How do we move the money from others legally to me? This is the power of the management. The power of the internet age is information. Right now, everything is about obtaining the information. It is called as warfare of information. Who has more information and who shares more information, and who does it faster, is the power. But where is the source of power? It is from God. So he confessed, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." And he had a breakthrough in everything. He went forward to God with prayer. In verse 5 as well, he said. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. This was his testimonial. He did not only come forward to God from the place where it was all successful and comfortable. It has been said that in his anguish he cried to the Lord. Suffering is not always a bad thing. Because of suffering, the relationship with God got stronger, closer, and he became more dependent on God. He cried out to God more and he looked for God more. Do you have suffering in life like David did? Then I hope you will deal with it with prayer. I hope you will have a breakthrough with prayer. In the Bible, Hannah was like this. If she easily gave a birth to a child just like other normal women did, then she would not have been able to offer a Samuel to God. God blocked her ability to have baby in her. She cried to God in her times of troubles and sufferings. She dealt with her problems with prayer. She had a breakthrough at the end. When we do not have any suffering and when everything is perfectly well, it is actually easier to fail in life. When did David become corrupt? It was when everything was well. When everything was well, he committed a crime and his relationship with God got twisted. Do you have a hard problem? Do you have a problem which does not get solved? Let us have this opportunity as the opportunity to cry out to the Lord. In the Bible, it says, when they cried out to the Lord, they experienced the grace of God. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. This means all the problems which were intertwined actually got solved at the end. The result of crying out to God is not worthless at all. If there are sufferings in your life, like David, I hope this will become your opportunity to cry out to God. Have a look at the testimonial of David that cried out to God. In verses 6 to 9, it says, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. In verse 6, it says, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? It says that God is on my side. If we are on God's side, and if God is on my side, then what are we fearful of? What is more solid promise, what is more promising pledge than the promise that God is going to protect us? If God helps us, then everything will be okay. There is an elder named Ha Jung Kim, who worked in China as an ambassador from Korea. He came to our church before to share his testimony as well. He is widely known as an elder that prays. When he works, he kneels down on his knees before God and prays. So, when he was in China, he solved a lot of problems and got through a lot of difficulties by praying. He had a victory. He really was dearly and preciously called to do God's work as an ambassador to China. But the most difficult thing that he faced in China when he was at work as an ambassador to China was in 2002, when the epidemic SARS got broke out. The World Health Organization, WHO, banned all the travelers from traveling to and from China, where it originally broke out. Because with this epidemic, all the world could have disastrous effect. As this epidemic SARS spread to people, a lot of people died. So the top companies in China shut their businesses down because of this epidemic and left China in the meantime. Also, he had to protect the Koreans, so he had to send all the expatriates and businessmen back to Korea. He knelt down on his knees and fervently prayed. Do not pack your things up. I will be with you. I will make sure that not even one person in China will get the SARS epidemic disease. He heard this clear and vivid voice. And he told the staff at the office. He was confident. We are not going to pack our things up here. We are not moving away from here. I have told the Koreans in China to have peace in their minds and continue to get on with their lives. Amazingly, that epidemic disease swept the entire China, but not even one Korean in China was affected by SARS disease. God was with him, God was with them. God protected them. His testimonial was published and his book of testimony became a bestseller. That is right. When we cry out, God is going to be on our side and answers us. When the people of God cried out, God gave them victory. In verse 10, it says, "All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off." In verse 13, it says, "I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me." It is a heartfelt confession. David experienced the power of the name of God. He understood that trusting God is a key secret to have victory. It is a testimony that trusting God is way better than trusting princes. It is because God protected them. David experienced God that surely answers him. God surely answers to whoever calls on to him. In Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." How should we live our lives? We need to put prayer as our absolute priority. Then what is the right priority in Christian life? It is prayer which should be the absolute priority. Prayer needs to be on the top of the list. Do not go ahead if you have not prayed about it first. Even though you are really busy, start praying first. Praying seems that it takes a long time, but the answer comes through instantly. There was a church deacon who moved down to South Korea at the time of 25th of June war from North Korea. He had a fish shop. One day he got to realize the secret of gospel and thanked the Lord for the blood. He had hope for the heaven, so selling fish was also very fun for him. Every day, he lived each day with gratefulness. He had one wish in his heart. When he is still alive, he wanted to build a church and offer it to God as a sacrifice. He had this wish in his heart and continued running his fish shop business. One day, in 10 years' time, since he had been running this business, while he was praying, he saw this vision. He saw a land covered with pebbles in front of the Sea of Ulsan. That day, the real estate agent came to him and advised him to buy a land of pebbles in front of Sea of Ulsan. The size of the land was about 5,000 pyongs large. He remembered the vision and the image of the pebble land that he saw while he was praying. And straightaway, he bought the land for 1.5 million wons. But in a few months' time, the value of the land went up so high that land was sold for 290 million wons. That land now became the land of Hyundai Car Company, and that is where the Ulsan branch office is located. To people who believed in the power of God and prayed in the name of Jesus, God shows mighty and miraculous signs. He shows us great and unsearchable things. He always makes the good dreams to come true for the people who pray to him. It seems that the time of waiting is long, but the answer comes through instantly. In verse 17, it says, "I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." We need to proclaim what the Lord has done as we live our lives. This talks about the life of a witness. Become a witness of a cross and the resurrection. I came across a book while I was reading and this book caught my attention. I will briefly share the story of a book with you now. I was touched by this young lad who had a firm conviction and ideas about faith. This student left home to study at Kennedy School of Harvard University. He was selected as a student from a fierce competition for admission from all over the world. The alumni were very proud of their school as well. There was a welcome party held by the former students. They poured drink for him. It was difficult for him to reject an offer, and also it was hard for him as a Christian to drink, too. But he also could not compromise his faith, which he devoted wholly to God. He prayed to God quietly and thought about it. He held the wine glass high and stood up. He spoke in a loud voice, "Thank you for all your support. But because I am a Christian, I cannot drink. But I could not say no to your kind offer, so I did not reject. But I will drink it with my heart, not with my lip." And he poured the drink on his chest. The senior students were touched by what he did. One person started to clap hands, and the others also followed him. An old senior student came to him and said, "You did a great job. You need to return and be a president of our country." The senior student encouraged him. "That is right. Whatever the circumstances are like, and whichever the position we are at, having a solid conviction is important. Have a definite identity as a Christian. This is a life of a witness as a Christian. I am now going to close the sermon by concluding this. We all have learned how important the prayer is. Psalms is made up of confessions of David. In all these verses, these are made up of all about confessions of thankfulness and prayers. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are able to pray, but why worry? Turn the time of thinking and worrying into the time of praying. In this time of Lent, wherever you are, hold on to the horns of the altar, which has the stains of blood, and have the time of crying out. Fervently pray. God gives the power for us to win ourselves, and to win over our sins. Prayer is the answer. The time spent for praying is not the time wasted at all. In your prayers, that cry out to God, I hope you will experience the power of God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, and hope you will receive the answers to your prayers like David did. The time of suffering seems long, but the miracles will be shown to you instantly. The time of waiting for the answers seems long, but your prayers will get answered instantly. Rather than worrying for 10 years, praying for 10 minutes is way better. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.